Hello?
Yes, I have a potential claimant to transfer you over to her name is Dorothy Taylor for the depot claim, and I submitted her information.
Got it. Okay, and is her phone number the 601 number?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, thank you. You can send her over.
Okay, Dorothy, he's going to take care of you from here, okay?
Hey, how you doing?
There we go. Pretty good yourself. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
There we go. So my name is Oscar on a recorded line. We're just following up with you about the Depot Provera lawsuit. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit. Did you say yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Let me see here. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? You said no?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Now, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. I'm assuming this claim is for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Yes, let me see here. And then, when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I'm sorry, the line was breaking up. You said what now?
Oh, when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
December the 11th, 2013.
Okay, let me see. December 11th, 2013.
I'm sorry. I'm thinking about my daughter's birthday. I mean, September the 11th.
Okay. So, 9/11/2013?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what is your date of birth?
August 17, 1971.
Okay, you said 8/17/1971?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay. Do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
Not at this moment.
No? Okay. Now, did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you ever switch to the generic or was it always Depo Provera?
Using my, like, the brand, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Was it always the brand name?
I think it's Pfizer.
Yeah, so Pfizer is the company that makes it, and then the brand name is Depo Provera. Were you always on Depo Provera?
Yes.
Got it, okay. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay, so within 1 year, can you confirm that you have had at least 4 injections before you were diagnosed?
Oh, yes.
Yes, okay. Did you use Depo Provera after 1992?
After 1992. Use it after the like.
Yes, did you use it any time after that?
Yes.
Yes, okay, let me see here. To the best of your knowledge, when did you start using Depo Provera?
Well, I was young. Using it.
Let's see, how old are you when you started using it?
I started using July in 2006. I'm old now.
July of 2006, you said?
You started using it? Yes.
Okay, you started using it July of 2006. Just because I need to put a day on here, what day do you want me to put? I'll put the 5th. So 7/5/2006 was when you started using it. When did you stop using it?
April of 2012.
Okay, and just because I also need to put a day for that, what day do you want me to put? I can put the 5th if you want me to.
Yeah. But I just don't know what exactly date. I just don't remember what was month.
Okay. So for the date that I have that you stopped using it, I have 4, 5, 2012. Does that sound about right?
Uh-huh.
You said yes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Let me see here. Now, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Female, okay, let me see here. And then Dorothy, your first name, I have it spelled as D-O-R-O-T-H-Y?
Yes.
Do you have a middle name or no?
Yes, May.
M-A-Y?
M-A-E.
M-A-E, okay. And that's M as in Mary, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then last name is Taylor, which is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any suffixes in your name or no?
No.
No? Okay. And then, Dorothy, what's your social, please?
587-27-7693.
Okay, let me just repeat it back to you so to make sure I got it right. You said 587-27-7693?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. And then your primary contact email, I have it as taylordorothy481@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then let me see here. Your primary phone number is this one, which is 601-407-7462?
Yes, sir.
Got it. Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Is this number a cell phone or a home phone?
A cell phone.
Cell phone, okay. What's your preferred way of contact? A call, text, or email?
A cell phone.
A call? Okay. Oh, yeah. Your preferred way of contact is a call?
Yes.
Okay, and then when is the best time to reach you? Mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Anything before 5.
So, like in the afternoon?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your primary address now?
That's 708 Mace, M-A-C-E, Street, Unit 1303, Kansas, Mississippi, 39046.
Okay, I have 708 Mace Street, and then you said unit. What unit?
1303. 1303.
Okay, unit 1303, Canton, Mississippi, 39046?
Yes.
Got it. Okay, thank you for that. We're almost done here. But do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do you remember the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yes. What's the name? Dr. Edward Carlin.
Okay. Is it spelled Edward, E-D-W-A-R-D, last name Colin, C-O-L-L-I-N?
Yes.
Okay. And then... where was he at? What hospital or what clinic? What's the name of the hospital?
At Mississippi. I think it was Mississippi. Baptist, Mississippi.
What's the name of the hospital?
Mississippi Baptist Medical.
Okay, Mississippi Baptist Medical Center?
Yes.
In Jackson, Mississippi?
Yes.
Got it.
That address, 1225 North State Street.
Got it. Yep. I see it on here.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Yep. The 1225. Okay. Let me just fill that in for the address. And then for the phone number for that hospital, I have it as 601-968-1000. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you know the name of the doctor that treated you? Was it also Dr. Colin?
Hold on.
If you don't remember, it's okay, because we already have one doctor on file.
Okay.
Okay, you don't remember the doctor that treated you?
Yeah, Dr. Michael Livingston.
Okay, Michael, M-I-C-H... A-E-L. And then what's the last name?
Livingston.
Okay. How do you spell that?
LIVINGSTON.
Oh, Livingston. Got it. Okay. Dr. Livingston. Was he also at Baptist Memorial?
Yes.
Baptist Memorial. Okay. And that's the same address. Let me see. And then that's the same phone number. Okay. Same phone number. And then I'm assuming Dr. Livingston was the one that prescribed you your medication and treatments, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Facility name. Okay. Let me just copy and paste. For the address. Okay. Pharmacy number. Pharmacy name. Got it. Okay. Thank you for that. Let me see here. Do you have a copy of your medical records?
Yes.
You do have some? Okay. Can you provide these medical records either by mail or electronically or both?
I can get it to you always. And you also can request it from the doctor.
Correct. Got it. Okay. But for the copy that you have of your medical records, can you provide them electronically or mail or both?
Mail.
Mail. Okay. Thank you for that. And then for this final part, we do need an emergency contact. Do you want to put someone that lives with you or someone that does not live with you?
Someone that lives with me.
Okay. Who do you want to put?
My husband, Willie Taylor.
Okay. Husband. And that is Willie Taylor. Is his first name spelled W-I-L-L-I-E?
Yes.
Okay, Willie Taylor. What is his phone number?
Hold on 1 minute. Their phone number is 769-231-9436.
Okay, that's 679-231.
No, 769.
Okay, yeah. 769-231-9436.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know his email? If not, I can just put yours.
No, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Let me just put yours in there. And then the same address, 708 Mace Street, Unit 1303.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. All right. Let me see here. Let me just review these documents with you to make sure that I got everything correct. Have you had any prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
No? Okay. Let me just review these documents with you before I send them to you for you to look at and sign. Let's see.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. Okay, let me pull them up here for myself. Okay. All right, I'm looking at the documents right now. I'm just going to review them really quick with you to make sure that the information is correct. Okay, let's see. Dorothy, still there?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, there. So for your first name, I have it as Dorothy, spelled D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Middle name is May, M as in Mary, A-E, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then let me see here. I have your street address as 708 Mace Street, Unit 1303. Yes. Canton, Mississippi, 39046, correct?
Yes.
Okay, your phone number is 60.
My phone is